Hello, it's Monday, July the 27th. We're almost through July already and we'll be into August. Hard to believe time flies. Trust that you're all well and let us know if there's anything at all that we can do for you. Attendance yesterday was up from the previous weeks, and if that trend continues, we will have a plan to accommodate you if you desire to return to in-person worship, and if you don't, then we understand, and we will try to reach out to you. But please let us know if there's anything that we can do for you. Now, we are looking at the Psalms together, and we've reached Psalm 34, and Psalm 34 is just one of these extraordinary, joyful Psalms. It begins, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." And so it goes on. There's an extraordinary background to this psalm, and you find that background in 1 Samuel chapter 21, and it's the incident where David, fleeing the megalomaniac Saul, King Saul, does the unthinkable, and he goes into enemy territory, the Philistines. He goes with Goliath's sword, Philistine that he had killed. And therefore, why in the world would David walk right into the camp of the enemies? And the answer is, he probably had no choice. And you remember David feigned madness and so on, and the Philistines said that they had enough mad people of their own, and they let him go. And it's an extraordinary deliverance. And Psalm 34, when you read the historical account in 1 Samuel 21, you understand the immensely difficult circumstances that David was in. But Psalm 34 is David's reflection on the real story, and it's a story about God's deliverance. It's a story about God's providence, that God was taking care of his servant in very, very difficult circumstances. Well, that's a wonderful thought, isn't it? We find ourselves sometimes in strange circumstances, circumstances that we would wish were different from what they are, and whatever those circumstances are, God's children may be assured of God's providence and deliverance. And when you experience one of those deliverances of God, you turn it into a song of thanksgiving, and that's David in Psalm 34. And it reminds me of a story that I read in Ralph Davis's commentary on Psalm 34, of a young man by the name of John Kenick, and he's in the early 18th century in Scotland, and he was a rebel as a teenager, and then at 19 years of age he walks into a church on a Sunday morning, September the 6th in 1737, a time of awakening in Scotland and also here in the early colonies of the United States. And the text, or the psalm for the day that they sang in worship, was Psalm 34, and John Kenick, who was in great difficulties, heard the Lord's call and responded, and he was delivered. Psalm 34, may the Lord bless you today.